Do you know what I just did? And this is something that you're going to be shocked that it happened. And the reason is there's still all these presents around for Chris Dim. They keep coming in. B.B. Shea was saying today that now our office, and I call it our office because B.B. Shea and I share an office now.
You do? Red Rachel, are you not joining them?
Part-time.
Okay.
Just early mornings.
Smart.
Yeah, I need peace in the afternoons.
Well, she's so busy all over the station. You
Well, because I don't know how to address anyone as I come by because I fully expected Red Rachel to be in there, so I was going to say folks. But once again, I may be able to revert back to gentlemen.
I miss that. I miss you. Okay. To say gentlemen. Well, now there are boxes sitting everywhere because
I noticed.
Chris Dim, he's this guy that used to work here. He sat right where Biggie's sitting now.
Some of you may have known
him. Yeah, I don't know if you remember him, but he worked here until, like, I don't know, whenever.
You think there's one guy that doesn't? That's
who's
new?
Who's this guy? Well,
hey, like, he's only been listening for 2 days, and he's like,
who's this guy? Who's this guy? At our Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Show, like, a month ago, a guy told us that he started listening the day we announced Chris Dim would retire. He's like, man, I tuned in. And you all were crying and everything.
What's going on here?
I thought this was funny.
This guy's crying a lot.
It's a bummer.
Crying, and it was terrible. So, of course, before Chris Dim retired after a glorious 40-year career, there were all sorts of gifts and tributes and boxes and things that were piling up. Well, now he's not been here for a couple of weeks, and more gifts have come in. So B.B. Shea's side of the office it looks like some sort of QVC room or something.
It looks like Christmas morning.
You could build a fort in there.
Right, right.
Like when your elderly parent orders things and you're like, oh, we got to get their card.
Exactly. Yes, it's very much like that. So, in fact, I believe B.B. Shea said he texted Chris Dim, and Chris Dim is coming by today to pick up some of this stuff. You know, he didn't have to give up his clicker. Not yet.
Well, yeah. Oh. I texted him yesterday, and I was like, by the way, you just keep getting stuff. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, I'll come by sometime today to pick him up. Mm-hmm. And I said, cool, do you want me to meet you outside? You know, do you want me to let you in the gate? He goes, I got it covered. No worries.
Still got the clicker.
Still got the key.
Yeah. So I plan on being standing there getting that from him today when he comes in.
I was going to say, well, we know one coworker actually today who couldn't get in.
Correct.
He keeps losing his clicker.
You know, what you should do is when Chris Dim shows up, employees only. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. I want you to hit the front door, boss.
Sign in. Just park out front. Swing around.
Not allowed.
How do you spell your name? D-E-I-M.
Need to see some ID. So with all these gifts sitting around, I had a gift as well that came in while on vacation, and it was a little coffee mug, like a something you would keep coffee in to keep it warm.
Sure.
I think you've got one around here somewhere. You know, it has a lid on it and everything. And inside were a bunch of wrapped candies. And I thought, I'm just going to treat myself to a candy today. And I started chewing it, and I looked at the wrapper. It's a THC gummy.
Oh, no.
It's a THC gummy.
So you're high.
Yeah. Yeah, but I needed
it. He's high again.
No, he's opening another one.
No, I'm just showing you. I'm showing.
Oh, you should have known, man.
Candies don't look like that.
That screams THC.
It made me realize just how easy it would be for a 7-year-old or someone without my mental capacity.
Don't get all ultra-docious when you're high.
Ultra-docious. Good word, Biggs.
Well, that's a great word.
Yeah. Are you Chris Dim?
I'm telling you, there's something about the seat. You do sit here and suddenly you feel a little smarter.
I feel ultra-docious.
Yes.
That's the way I would describe my feeling right now. Ultra-docious.
I don't even know if that's the right word.
I got it chewed and I raced to the toilet and spit it into the toilet.
Oh, did you?
Yes, because I didn't want to. I can't compromise.
Yeah, but something's in there. Maybe you got a few.
Yeah.
You got a few milligrams down.
It'll probably hit me in about an hour. See if you notice if I start to go off the deep end in about an hour. I couldn't believe it, but I should because someone, I think it was jealousy of all Chris Dim's items. And I thought, I'm having my item here. You know.
Oh, God. Look at this thing. Yeah. Oh, look at you didn't even look at the name.
No. What is it called?
Doobie Lime. Come on, man. It's literally, it's Loud Cloud Doobie Lime.
I don't know.
It has a warning. It has a giant warning label. Warning, high potency. Get ready.
Oh, man. How many milligrams is it, Biggs?
What does it say?
It has a little, BB, you might be able to read this better than me. It has a little, pyramid in eight.
You want me to look at
eight? Oh, is it Delta 8?
I guess Delta 8.
I bet that's what it is, yeah. It's probably got it on the back. I'm a 5 milligram man. That's it. That's all I can stand.
I know, and I'm a gram shamer, man. And if you bump up to 10 on a work day, ooh.
Pre-program.
I couldn't not believe. Intended for children. Thank you for putting that on.
You see how this happens that they get into Halloween bags. And
now, listen, I could see a kid, because this does look very cool packaging.
That's what I thought.
But you should have known.
Well.
You're an adult.
But here's another thing about me. Like yesterday, I was online and I saw a headline from The Onion. You know, The Onion is a satirical site.
I've heard.
You've heard of this? It's been around for a while now. But I didn't really realize. It said, Artemis II astronaut decapitated by telephone pole after sticking head out window. And I believed it. I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
Space debris.
Which is a pretty good headline.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, my God, they're dying up there.
It's not the case.
It's not the case. That's an Onion headline, which means it is not an accurate headline. These things right here, I'll have to give you the potency of them.
Yeah, I don't see the exact milligrams. I just see Delta 8. And
I just got a little of the juices. I spit it into the toilet. Because
probably
I,
smart.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Could you taste it? Is that what prompted this?
No, but when I was throwing the package away and I saw the rainbow on it, I thought, I wonder if somebody has sent me THC. So that's when I read.
Oh, my God. Sorry. It says 150 milligrams?
No, it can't be.
Homie.
Can't be. Too high. That's way too high.
Yeah, you are about to be too high.
BB, that says 150.
It cannot be 150 because a 5 is my
Rachel,
limit.
Rachel, look down in that corner.
5 is my limit on milligrams.
Maybe it's 15.
I want to say again, I didn't ingest. I spit into the toilet after I had it because it
Thank
was.
Thank God.
It was like, what am I going to do?
Is it 15? See, I don't know this stuff, BB. You read the package.
Dude, this is 150 milligrams.
I told you.
Whoa.
No way.
That would kill you.
That green you out. There's no way that can be.
What was it called?
It's Loud Cloud.
Loud Cloud Doobie Lime.
I mean, who wouldn't know that was. Something that gets you high.
It's over my head. I don't know these
What's your
things?
Favorite candy company? Loud Cloud. What's your favorite flavor? Doobie Lime.
I don't know these things. These are things that are beyond me. This is not my area of expertise. I just take what people hand me. That's what I do.
This is a classic case of that. You've done that for years.
For years I've done that. You know, Rachel probably doesn't know. One time, many years ago, I was at a Hooters. And
yeah, he was.
We were doing a charity event, and it was around Christmas. And somebody brought a plate of brownies that, you know, just were for anybody, but for me. And they gave me a brownie, and I'm eating it. And someone else came up to me and said, "Do you ever worry about someone trying to poison you?" And I said, "Well, not until right now."
Nope.
I eat anything anybody. Obviously, I ate this.
Yeah.
And it was prepackaged and everything. I really have to read the labels and the packaging. I have to.
Did something? What made you stop chewing? Did it just occur to you like something's?
Well,
I saw
the package. It has a big rainbow on it, and I thought, wait a minute, could this be? Because sometimes we talk about.
Yes.
Edibles. And I thought, could this person have sent me, because it was just like an unlabeled candy. Somebody had opened it and put it on the desk.
What it is that it was a very kind of them. This couple sent us, they're like glasses from their wedding.
So you know this. Yes, that's right.
So each of us got one. And inside, at first we all were like, what loon sent us glasses from their wedding?
Okay, right.
But then inside was that something about each of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had a DoorDash gift card.
That makes sense.
BB Shea had a crochet hot dog.
Yes.
You, hi.
A bunch of gummies.
Red Rachel, what did you have?
Sunscreen.
See?
Oh.
And some ketchup packets, which I appreciated.
Was I here when this happened?
No, you were not here.
No.
Okay. Well, there. So it just was sitting on my desk.
Yeah, so they know us so well and how we live our lives.
Okay.
You know, for me, I get everything delivered, so I got a DoorDash gift card.
So I just blindly eat this, but I did not swallow it. I spit it into the toilet. Now, later, I'll really appreciate this.
It is 150 milligrams per gummy. He's not misreading it. I looked at their website.
That seems impossible to me. I mean, literally, my hot is 5.
So you're going to have to. I take a quarter. No, that's even
take a little bite.
A little nothing.
A sliver. Thank God you didn't take it
right,
at home.
Right. If I had just eaten that and swallowed it, I'd be out. There's no way I could eat it.
Could have been the greatest show ever.
Well, I mean, it's fun. I know. It could have been.
I would have woken Chris Dim up for that.
Might have to have him come
in. Listen, I know they're not paying you anymore, but you're going to want to see this. He is drooling.
He would have had to come in. He literally had to come in and sit here or something, because there's no way I could do it.